You better forget that then and leave
that. George!
Don't forget it.
I've got a cab for the old man.
For pity's sake, lad, he is. You call him that, you'll be on the beat for the rest of your natural.
Oh, sorry, Sarge. What's the matter with him anyway? I thought he'd be pleased we found something.
It wasn't exactly what he was expecting. Where's his cab then?
Over there. Cabby wanted to know where he was going.
Huh. Where do you think?
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Much appreciated.
Well, always a pleasure to see you, my dear Lestrade. Well, what's up? You look dissatisfied.
And I feel dissatisfied. It's this infernal St. Simon marriage case. I can make neither head nor tail of the business.
Really? You surprise me.
Did he come to see you?
You've only just missed him, Inspector.
He told me he was thinking of it. Asked me if I had any objection.
And did you?
Of course not. I said it might be of some assistance.
Oh, you're too generous.
You're not having much luck with this case, then.
Every clue seems to slip through my fingers. I've been working on it all day.
And very wet it seems to have made you.
Yes. I've been dragging the serpentine.
In heaven's name, what for?
For the body of Lady Robert St. Simon.
Have you dragged the basin of the Trafalgar Square fountain?
No, why? What do you mean?
Oh, because you've just as good a chance of finding this lady in the one as in the other.
I suppose you know all about it, hmm?
Well, my mind is made up.
Oh, indeed. And you think that the serpentine plays no part in the matter?
I think it very unlikely.
Then perhaps you will kindly explain how it is that we found these in it. Lady Robert's wedding dress, Lady Robert's veil, Lady Robert's shoes. They've been in the water at least 2 days, as had this. Lady Robert's wedding ring.
I appreciate your dilemma. All of the wrapping and none of the contents.
Yes, we found nothing else, but it seemed to me that if the clothes were there, the corpse might not be far off.
By the same brilliant reasoning, every man's body is to be found in the neighbourhood of his wardrobe. Are you hoping to prove that this is evidence against the Flora Miller woman? I'm afraid you'll find it very difficult.
Oh, are you indeed? Well, I'm afraid that you've made 2 blunders in as many minutes. This dress quite definitely implicates Miss Flora Miller.
How does it do that, Inspector?
In the dress is a pocket. In the pocket was a card case. And in the card case was a note. This note. I'll tell you what it says, shall I? Meet me as soon as you can, Victoria Gate, Hyde Park. FHM. This is the very note that Flora Miller, and her confederates, no doubt, used to lure Lady Robert within their reach.
Very good, Inspector. Let me see it. Well, this is indeed important. I congratulate you, Lestrade.
Look, you're looking on the wrong side.
No, on the contrary.
You're mad. Look, here's the note over here.
Right over here is a fragment of an hotel bill which interests me deeply. Now, what's your opinion, Watson?
Careful with that, if you please. It's vital evidence.
Of course, Inspector.
October 4th, rooms 8 shillings, breakfast 2 shillings and sixpence, cocktail 1 shilling, lunch 2 and 6, class sherry 8 pence.
Well, I see nothing in that.
Very likely not. It is most important, nonetheless, and so are the initials. So, I congratulate you again. Now, if you'll both excuse me, I think it's time for a little outdoor work. Just one hint to you, Lestrade.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I will tell you the true solution of the matter. Lady Robert St. Simon is a myth. There is not, and there never has been, any such person. Good afternoon.
The Langham Hotel, please, cabbie. The Caledonian. The Grand. The Marlborough. The International. Connaught. The Fotherington. Argos. The Northumberland.
Cool, Governor, you must be ready hard to play.
Ha 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 ha